Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday here on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's see. We got Chris Harrington straight up 10 o'clock and Fish on Friday on Tuesday. After that, that's the lineup. Second hour is we got guests the whole second hour. First hour, it's Jeffrey and me. Me and Jeffrey. You know, I struggle with the thing. How did I do that? Jeffrey and me? That's right. It's Jeffrey and me, right?
With Jeffrey and me, yes.
Yeah, that's right. I did that right. They wouldn't say Jeffrey and I.
Correct.
That would be wrong. So there you
objective
go.
Case.
Because it would be everyone knew that.
Of course.
It would be the objective case. So there you go. How'd you feel about Brian Daboll getting fired? That happened after we got off the air yesterday. Your head coach.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was coming. I think the real surprise was it seems like Shane kind of did the power play where to avoid them both,
Joe Shane,
the GM, to avoid them both getting fired, he kind of threw Daboll under the bus, and it seems like the ownership bought it. That seems to be the
for now,
fair,
right?
Correct.
We'll see. And okay, you're a guy who follows the Giants more closely than almost anyone in this market. When you see what is wrong with the Giants and who is to blame for their current predicament, if you had to pick Shane or Daboll, who would you pick?
Who's to blame or who would I keep?
Who's to blame?
Yeah, who's to blame? Probably Shane. I think it's more of a roster function. Now, the one detail that I saw yesterday that did make me pause a little bit, there's the theory that part of the reason why Jackson Dart was running so much was that Daboll wanted to use the plus one in the run game to try and win more games.
No. I'm not asking. I'm literally asking why are they so bad.
Yeah,
I'm not asking
the roster.
Because I do think 100% that one reason, weirdly enough, is that the thought was that Jackson Dart could save Dable's career,
yep.
But in fact, the way that he recklessly deployed Jackson Dart in the end, including the visit to the tent, whatever, for, you know, and then using him, yes, literally, when the guy cannot protect himself, using him in the run game, it was like, we can't any longer risk having him handle Jackson Dart. But that wasn't my question. My question is, why do they suck? Daboll or Shane?
The roster. Yeah.
And so it is weird. Like, I think, I think, and it's sometimes just the coach has to be the first to go.
Sure.
Like, there's more pressure on the coach and whatever. But here's you go. If you had another football team, would you be more inclined to hire Daboll as the head coach or Shane as a GM?
Probably Dable's the head coach.
And yet, I'll say this too. The other problem with Daboll as a head coach is his staffs were always a mess. Like he
totally
agree.
Very dysfunctional.
He doesn't get along with people.
Yeah, a lot of turnover. Couldn't never get defense right.
Thing, yep. You know, whatever. And so, and isn't a lot of
management.
Isn't a lot of being a successful coach managing a staff, right?
And to your point, like, you know, play calling, like sometimes I'm calling the plays. You know, there's a lot of that dysfunction.
So I don't know that I would want Dable as a head coach.
No, it's entirely possible he's better suited as a coordinator.
Well, and that gets to the question, and this came up with my beloved Buffalo Bills. Sean McDermott was asked yesterday, you know, the Bills obviously struggled against the Dolphins and have struggled offensively getting Josh going. You know, you got the MVP quarterback, you can't throw it down the field. Most people say, again, is it a coach issue? Is it a GM issue? Like we can get into this at some point. But so there was some question as okay, well, Dable's free. He's the guy who originally
unlocked
Josh Allen. Do you want to bring him back, if not to replace Joe Brady, as a consultant to help? You know, you can bring him in for the rest of the year as a consultant. And Sean McDermott said, we have no interest in that. I think some of that, though, goes
might
back
be personal.
To 100%. Like, they butted heads. I don't think there was any. But it'll be interesting to see what a lot of interesting things here in terms of for the Giants' future. Okay, Shane is safe for now. But if they continue to collapse down the stretch, is he going to still be safe, right? Do you give him one more offseason? Well, let's see. It does feel like if you were going to get rid of him, you would have gotten
rid of
both.
You should have done it both at the same time.
Right. I think that's right. So I think the odds are he's back for at least another year. And then what happens in Buffalo? We may talk about that in the next segment. But we got two big games tonight.
Doubleheader, Jeff.
We got a doubleheader tonight. Before we do any of that, let me just say happy Veterans Day to all who did serve. I appreciate and thank you for your service. You did something that I don't think I would have the courage to do. And so pause for a moment and thank you and appreciate what you've done.
Seconded.
Was your dad?
Both my grandfathers.
Both your grandfathers?
Yes.
Where did they serve?
Both were Army.
They were both Army. Yep. Did they head on? It's funny. My dad was technically in the Army. My dad is a World War II veteran.
You know, doctor. What
he did? He marched around Harvard Yard and worked in a lab.
Yeah.
Did, you know, whatever.
Research.
With all due respect. Like, I can't. He did then later work at a VA hospital and whatever, but he's not my dad. Like, my dad, lovely man. Lovely man. Wonderful. Brilliant man. Not a war hero. But anyway, we got two games, doubleheader tonight.
Road night
and underdog night.
Oh yeah, road dogs.
Road. Mm-hmm. My barking needs work.
I do kind of like that insurance commercial where the guy sees his boss is a Georgia.
I don't understand what is that? What is happening in that commercial? He knows that person's a.
She's got like a Georgia coffee mug,
and so he
they bark
and
they bark at each other,
and he looks like an idiot barking.
Correct, because it's just in an office setting.
Memphis at Ole Miss tonight, 10.5-point dogs. Go ahead, bark. I'm sorry. You know,
no, I'm good.
Bark.
I have no shame
on command. Well, let's see if you. And then the Grizzlies at the Knicks. They're a 9.5-point dog. So there you go. We do this all the time, but let's embark on it. If you could have one victory guaranteed, if you care equally, let's stipulate that you care equally about both teams.
I was gonna say, am I not married to an Ole Miss?
You stipulate that you are a Memphian who is equally invested in the Tigers and the Grizzlies.
I think you have to root for the Tigers.
You got to root for the Tigers.
Because it's a
meaningful, it's a smaller sample size. And this will, no one is going to at the end of the season look back and say, how did the Grizzlies do against the Knicks? It's not going to go in the one column or the other column.
In November.
Right. In November. It's just not. Like, so there's no question that simply because there are fewer games and they therefore count more, and particularly for a team that once you get to the conference season, the games are so meaningless. This is one of your chances to get, and so it's not even close. If you really do, and I don't think most people in the city care equally for the Grizzlies and the Tigers.
Yeah, but that wasn't your question.
They might care about them both.
Sure,
but they
their heartstrings.
Everyone cares
pull
about
one way or
one
the
more.
Other.
Like there are people who desperately. There are some There are some Tiger fans who don't care about the Grizzlies at all and who actively dislike the Grizzlies.
But that number is shrinking.
Dislike is an incredibly small number of petty, silly people, with all due respect. But the don't care about is still a pretty small number. Like, most want the Grizzlies to do well. But whatever, there are certainly people, a lot of people, who care more about the Tigers than the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
On the flip side, there's many, many, many more people who care more about the Grizzlies than the Tigers.
Yes.
It's a much bigger universe. Even as poorly attended as Grizzlies games are now, they're much better attended than Tiger games.
And more expensive.
And there's just whatever. Like, you can, if you're an Ole Miss fan or a Tennessee fan or an Arkansas fan and you live in Memphis, you still like the Grizzlies.
Yep.
So it's a much bigger universe. So I'm not saying those people, again, most people don't care equally for both. But if you did, you would have to acknowledge that the Ole Miss-Memphis game is much more important. So let's start with that one.
Okay.
10.5 points. I will say that's a bigger number than I thought.
Yeah, I have noticed that Vegas has power rated Memphis much lower than metrics have. So, like, for instance, on Saturday, I think KenPom had the Tigers by 8, and the line came out 2. And so I kind of thought tonight would be closer to, like, 7, and it's coming out.
I would have thought it would have been somewhere 5-7 range, somewhere in there. 10.5 is a pretty big number. Now, in fairness, Memphis hasn't won in Oxford since 2005.
How many chances is that?
They've lost 4 straight.
Okay.
There's not that many chances. But they've lost 4 straight in Oxford. Honestly, that's a hard place to play. It's a hard place to play if it's packed. I don't know if it's...
They sold out their season tickets.
Yeah. So it's a hard place to play.
They have all bought in.
It's loud. You're on top of you. They're like, I think there's a reason. And honestly, this is a... Relatively speaking, I didn't go back and look at all 4 of those last 4 matchups where Memphis lost to Ole Miss, but my suspicion is that in a bunch of those games, Memphis was either the more talented team or it was pretty even. And right now, Ole Miss, certainly in KenPom and Bart Torvik, is considered the better team. They're home and they're considered the better team.
Yep.
Now they haven't. No one's really played anybody. Ole Miss blew out Southeast Louisiana and Louisiana Monroe. Memphis, as we know, beat USF over the weekend, 76-70. So there's very little to draw on. Game, by the way, is 8 p.m. SEC Network. But there's 2 problems here. The Memphis bigs are for whatever questions were answered Saturday, and some were answered. Like, they shot better than we thought. Quante Berry was good. Like, Doug McDaniel plays the whole game. Like, we started. Sincere Parker seems like a solid player who can score. Julius Thedford was a dog. The bigs are a big question mark.
Sure.
And Aaron Bradshaw had foul trouble and wasn't particularly effective. Silla was okay. Tariq Ingraham just looks out of shape.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like, he just looks like Marcus Smart out there. A bigger Marcus Smart. And so I think he played 1 minute. And you got Malik Dia coming back for, he's the one returning starter for Ole Miss. Was good last year. 10.8 points, 5.7 rebounds. But they, basically the Ole Miss team is not unlike the Memphis team in that it's a bunch of new guys, including A.J. Storr. Now, A.J. Storr, interesting player. How many high schools add up?
I didn't know you were going to throw in high schools.
Including Ole Miss. Ole Miss.
Okay.
How many high schools and colleges has A.J. Storr played for?
7.
Nailed it.
Okay.
This might as well be Thursday. This is like the way you're nailing trivia.
Because he's on his 4th college. It's tough to go to a lot more than 3 high schools. Some kids have done it. I commend them.
That's why you did.
But it's tough.
That's why you did 7.
Yeah.
It is hard to do more than 3 high schools. He started at Kankakee. Then he went to Arizona Compass Prep.
Of course.
Then he went to IMG Academy.
There we go.
Then he went to St. John's. Then he went to Wisconsin. Then he went to Kansas. And then an Ole Miss. Now, along the way, he's become a very fine three-point shooter. He is a small sample size, but he's hitting 72.7% of his shots. He's 8 of 11. He's 8 of 11 on threes. And then they got another guy, Ilias Camardine, from France. He's shooting well. Like, they got five players who've shot, according to Parth Padhyay, over at the Daily Memphian, five players who are shooting 40% or better from three. So it'll be a challenge, and I'll be honest with you. If I had to pick this straight up, I'm taking Ole Miss. Thank you very much. I was somewhat reassured. Here's what my view is. If you were someone who off the two exhibition games thought it was just going to be a disaster, Saturday allayed some of that.
Totally agree.
Right,
like I had no problem with the title of your column because I felt the exact same
they've
way.
They've got like Doug McDaniel is good and Quante Berry is good and Sincere Parker is good and Thedford's a dog. And like and then they got this collection of bigs, which, you know, we'll see. Curtis Givens hasn't been particularly good so far. And I think he's playing out of position starting the game as a two, basically. He's really a backup point guard, or should be. The problem is there's not a lot of minutes there because Doug McDaniel doesn't come out of the game.
Right.
Ashton Hardaway actually looked okay. Like, whatever, we know what he is, but he actually did look like a somewhat of a steadying influence. They got players on that. They got some players on that team. It's a work in progress. It's definitely a work in progress, and maybe it is for everybody now. Like, I'm looking with too close a microscope on Memphis. It's definitely a work in progress, and they got problems with bigs. And when you layer that on top of the fact that Chris Beard's a fabulous coach, and it's a tough place to play, and Memphis hasn't won there since 2005,
I think they're rightfully favored. I think the line was a little surprisingly big, but at the same time, like, if you tell me that this game gets out of hand, I'm not that stunned.
No, because it's the kind of thing that can collapse.
It's a Tuesday night game. It's you're on the road, like,
yeah. But a nice, a good test.
But if you tell me that this winds up being a final possession game, I'm not that.
If you tell me that Memphis wins the game, it won't shock me. I'm not going to be shocked by that. I wouldn't be shocked by that in the same way that I was shocked by Memphis beating UConn last year. You know, and they did that. Like, that was a much, much more. And by the way, the Memphis players who were mentioning, they're all battle tough tested. They've all played in college for, you know,
yep.
Like they're experienced players. So it's not like they're, should be deer in the headlights for these guys. You know, Doug McDaniel's played meaningful basketball. So I don't see why they should be intimidated. So there's that game. And then in the meantime, you're going to have the Grizzlies beginning their road trip. Sadly, no favorable update on the Zach Edey injury report today. I'd like that. But they play the Knicks. And I don't know. What are you looking for from this road trip for the Grizzlies?
I mean, at some point, I think you'd like to see Edey return during the road trip, and the fact that they brought him on the road trip hopefully suggests that that's as much. I don't know. I mean, honestly, like, if you tell me, like, you steal one, I think that's kind of successful because I think they're going to be underdogs in just about every one of them.
They will. Well, I mean,
I'll say this right now. If you'd give me one win, I would take it.
You lock in one.
Yeah.
You're not assuming Boston.
Correct.
You take one.
Yeah.
Take one and three.
Yeah.
I think I would. But that's a sad state of affairs where you're locking in one if I'm offering you one out of four.
I mean, this has not exactly been the world's greatest road team.
No. What you really want to see is continuing pride. You want to see more normalcy. You want to see just
Standard basketball.
I mean, they're in New York, for God's sakes. Who knows what could whatever happens will be blown up, right? Will be amplified. Will be there is it is a big stage, and so whatever happens or is said is going to get more attention than otherwise. So what I'm mostly hoping is for peace, right? For just another game of basketball.
Continuation.
What?
Continuation of what we saw.
Continuation of just it's just basketball. And then sure, I mean, Ja gets some starts to fall, gets some shots to fall would be good after what we saw against Oklahoma City. And Jaren, you know, usage rate going up a little bit.
Yeah.
Jaren.
I actually thought that was one of the positives of the weekend. They were able to get him going a little bit.
Being more productive. And sure, steal the win. That'd be fun. Go ahead and steal the win. We did have wild NBA games last night, a series of wild NBA games last night. Let me ask you this. So Desmond Bane, of course, last night hit a buzzer beater to win. Now, what was interesting is the buzzer beater, he was 0 for 8 from 3 when he shot that ball. And it was tied when he shot it. And so it wasn't. Don't you give players more credit for buzzer beaters when they're down?
Yeah, it does feel like the stakes are a little bit higher.
It's a freebie.
Yeah.
It's a total freebie.
I think Dez has had such a bad start, though, that he'll take anything.
Okay. How do you feel about Dez's start? Do you feel like, because I think there's two human ways to look at this, okay? Dez is comes into this game averaging 14 points a game, shooting 43% overall and 29% from three. Okay? He is not off to a good start. He has been disappointing for a team that has been disappointing. And for the team that is disappointing, the biggest thing they did was get Desmond Bane. And so he becomes the cause, symptom, like there's a lot of focus on Desmond Bane. So there's two ways, I think, for a Memphian to look at the Desmond Bane struggles. One is, I really like Desmond Bane. I'm sad for him that he's struggling like that. I would like him to go forth and prosper, because whatever you thought of Desmond Bane and the trade and anything else, there is no question that guy was a good Grizzly.
Yep.
He was a good, beloved Grizzly, stand-up guy, a rock in the locker room, and I wish him well, and I'm sorry he's struggling. The other is, God, I'm kind of enjoying these struggles by Desmond Bane. Maybe we swindled him on the deal. And he's not so great. Another brilliant move by Zach Kleiman, getting a load of stuff for a guy who was not all that.
Do they have to be mutually exclusive?
I think you have to pick one. If you are really enjoying, you can't both be enjoying the slow start.
So my thing is, it's not even necessarily.
I'm enjoying it. Maybe I'm small.
Well, no,
I'm enjoying Desmond Bane's slow start.
I guess. Where I come down is, A, I'm not actively rooting against him.
No, like, I'm not rooting against him.
But I know what you're saying.
But I'm enjoying it.
But my whole thing was, I always thought Dez was a little overvalued by the fan base. With that being said, I did also acknowledge at the end, this was one of the guys you could point to. That guy gave a damn. And like,
I agree with all of that. So you have to either say,
I think probably overall I'm closer to where you are.
You're more enjoying the struggles. If the choice were you could only put a lever, are you enjoying Dez's struggles or lamenting his struggles? Which would you pick?
Probably enjoying.
That's
what the money's for.
I hate to say it. And it's a little different. Like, there's no question when someone moves on, because they abandon you in free agency, then you 100% enjoy any struggles that they happen to have, right? But when they're traded, it wasn't his choice to leave. Like, it was so. I bear no ill will towards Desmond Bane. I think he was a great dude and a great Grizzly. It's just my desire for the team to make a good trade is greater than my desire to see him succeed.
Well, and also, I think what it's rooted in to me is I did think trading him was a path to getting better.
Well, also, this is true, too. Like, again, Chris doesn't want me to care about what other people think. If he were going off right now, the Grizzlies struggling the way they were, right? If he were going off for 28 points a game and Orlando had lost two games and they were just killing everybody,
yep.
people would be clowning the Grizzlies.
Well, especially considering how poorly they're shooting from three.
Right. And people would be clowning.
Yes.
Yeah. KCP can't make a three. Jalen Wells can't make a three. And you traded Desmond Bane? Come on, man. Like, and so I'm, so a lot of it's just, I'm glad to be avoiding that clowning.
Yes.
Maybe I'm petty that way. But anyway, and then you had Cade Cunningham. Cade Cunningham, really had quite the
efficient night.
Quite the inefficient night. He had 46 points on 45 shots. He was 14 of 45. He was 14 of 45. By the way, he also had another 18 free throw attempts.
So realistically, shots, he might have missed another 9 shots.
63. He shot the ball 63 times. 63 times. From the field, 14 of 45. Now, mind you, they won. 14 of 45 was their seventh straight. That is the most missed shots. The most missed shots since Rick Barry went 17 of 50 in 1967. No one has ever had a game where they missed more shots than Cade since 1967.
I'm shocked there's not a late-stage Kobe game like this.
no one missed like that. And so that was fun. Then you had Eric Spoelstra drawing up a and the thing about that play is the Cavs only tied it with a crazy three-pointer and with 0.4 seconds to go, and then Andrew Wiggins converts the Eric Spoelstra. They have 0.4 seconds to do it, and Spoelstra draws up a dunk at the rim. And so the Heat beat the Cavs. And then you had the Bucks beating the Mavs as the whole world down there in Dallas is chanting, "Fire Nico."
Mm-hmm.
So the drafting of Cooper Flagg has not, it doesn't help that Luka's being Luka this year.
Yes. Right?
And so he, can you imagine? Anyway, you do get Cooper Flagg, and that is some small consolation. But the Fire Nico chants with Patrick Dumont, who's the owner, we don't call him owner, the governor, is that what we call
governor,
him
Governor, of course, yes.
He's the governor. He was sitting courtside, first game since they got blown out in the opener. And as they're blowing a 13-point lead, the Mavs to the Bucks, during trips to the free throw line, multiple times chants of "Fire Nico, Fire Nico, Fire Nico, Fire Nico." It does feel like he's going to get fired.
Yeah, I think Tim McMahon was on, was it the Hoops Collective podcast? I saw a clip. He's basically said it's a matter of when. Not
oh,
if.
Here we are. Here we are.
Just got fired. Must be nice to have Twitter.
Drew sent this to me. Breaking. The Dallas Mavericks and owner Patrick Dumont are expected to fire general manager Nico Harrison at a 10 a.m. Central Time meeting on Tuesday. Sources tell me and Tim McMahon. That's from Shams. So there you go. So Nico fired. That was just so moronic. What the hell? You just think you're smarter than everybody else, or is it personal? Like, what in the world?
I mean, what if it was instructed by a new owner that doesn't understand basketball? Like, hey, I don't want to pay this.
If that is true, we will hear that.
I think so.
Nico will say that.
Do fire GMs sign NDAs?
No, Nico will say that. Nico will not. Nico will. If that is, I think it's Nico being Nico. Fire Nico. This, you have to fire Nico, and now you move because you can't move on.
Yes,
you literally can't move on. It's a toxic enterprise. Breaking news: Nico's been fired or is about to be fired.
Will be fired.
Will be fired. All right, we're gonna take a break. We got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock, and we've got Fish on Friday. After that, I would remind you that it's the holiday season is bearing down upon us. And the best thing I did last holiday season was get to Robert Irwin Jewelers. And now through Saturday, November 15th, that's it. Now through Saturday, November 15th only, you spend $19.99 or more on anything at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and you receive a free Yeti Roadie 24 hard cooler. Or take an additional 10% off already on sale diamond pendants and necklaces. Again, what I did last year. I'll be honest. I didn't think Claire was a big jewelry person. But I said, you know what? Maybe this will work. So I went in there, and I had Howie show me the diamond earrings. And he walked me through the lab-grown earrings and also the mined diamonds. And and Claire absolutely loves them. Honestly, as I said yesterday, the ones I picked out were too big and too beautiful. They were a little showy for her. So we went back and we got somewhat smaller ones and another set. So if you're thinking about what you're going to do this holiday season, no better time than right now. Again, it's give gifts and get gifts. That's what they do at Robert Owen Jewelers in the holiday season. And now through Saturday, November 15th, spend $19.99 or more, and you get the free Yeti Roadie 24 hard cooler. They got the location in Bartlett. That's Bartlett Town Center near Kroger. You got the South Haven is at the corner of Airways and Goodman. And the RIJ Diamond Showroom, that's the one I go to on South Perkins near Laurelwood. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins, Show 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed's sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Shout out to the Memphis Women's Soccer Program team. Learned yesterday that they will be headed to the NCAA tournament, as expected. They kind of got, last year when they got bounced from the conference tournament, they kind of got shafted and did not get included in the NCAA tournament. So Brooks was, he said he had a little bit of PTSD over that. Still
sure.
Needed to hear the name called.
Yep.
Well, the name was called.
Need to see it.
Needed to see it. They are a 7 seed. and will be playing Illinois Saturday. So congratulations to the women. We also have the tonight we got the selection rankings, Jeffrey, the college football rankings. I don't know that this one is particularly there. I think there was more interest in last week's, just to, you know,
yeah, absolutely, to see what
there was a novelty to see what they were thinking. But whatever, I'll tell you what, I will lament that we're not going to see Memphis on that list.
Yeah,
we're not going to see Memphis on that list. That was short lived. All right, let's play Believe It or Not. So, Jeffrey, there's a theme to this, Believe It or Not, and it's at next year, at the beginning of next season, will they be there? Okay, ready?
All right.
Or will they? Okay, at the beginning of next season, will Mike Tomlin be the Steelers' head coach?
I'm going to say I do believe it. I feel like we do this each and every year, and you always wind up at the end of the year realizing, like, the Steelers have no desire to move on. And they're not going to bottom out.
Well, let me follow it up with another one real quick, because this is why I asked this one. At this time next year, Mike Tomlin will be the Giants head coach.
I'd sign up for it, but I don't believe it.
The theory is if you look at the coaches who've been really successful in New York, they've four Super Bowls between them, right?
Yep.
Coughlin and Parcells.
Correct.
Tough guys. Both cut from the Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin is cut from that mold. Would you sign up for it?
Yes, I absolutely would.
Doesn't have a magic touch with quarterbacks lately. Of course, he doesn't have quarterbacks who deserve a magic touch.
Correct.
You're exactly right. Mike Tomlin, we go through this every year, and he always remains the Pittsburgh coach. He wants to be the Pittsburgh coach, and Pittsburgh wants him to be their coach. And as we know, they don't change coaches.
Yes.
Right? That's will always be true until they decide it's not. Right?
Like, yeah, but there's also another dynamic. The Maras. The Maras are related to...
Even more reason.
Maybe you say, like, okay, they worked out a trade, but, like, I...
Oh, it would have to be. He's got 2 years left on his deal. It would have to be a trade. I mean, it would have to be... And by the way, would you give up a first-round pick for Mike Tomlin?
No.
I would not. Certainly.
Especially this one.
Right, that's the thing. You might give up a future 3 years from hence first-round pick.
How far out can I go?
There's no way you give up this year's first-round pick for Mike Tomlin. You just don't. Would you give up a second-round pick for Mike Tomlin?
No.
Really? You wouldn't?
No.
Okay. I would, if I were the Bills, and I could give up a second-round pick for Andy Reid,
yeah,
I would do it. So there are, my point is, I don't believe, I said that.
Would you give up a first?
I said that because I don't believe there are all circumstances. I do believe that a coach in certain circumstances is worth it. I don't know that Mike Tomlin is still worth it because of his recent record is always, I mean, let's be honest, it's a Ryan Silverfield record lately, right? It's always good, never great.
Yeah, I would argue, though, he overachieves. Like, okay. Silverfield's not overachieving.
Well, that's fair. So I don't know that he's in the modern NFL is worth it the way that I know that Andy Reid is, right? And then there are certain coaches I'd give. Would I give up a first? Yeah, because the Bills late first. Bills, by the way, supposedly offered a first for Jaylen Waddle.
Yeah.
At least the reporting was the Dolphins wanted this year's first, and the Bills were like, no, you can have another first. If that's true, that's stupid. You give this year first, because this year's first, you already know you've stacked a bunch of wins.
Yep.
Josh didn't get hurt. Like, next year, if you wanted to give up the 2027 first, Josh could blow out his knee in the first game, and that, you know, where you know this isn't going to be, even if the Bills collapse down the stretch, it's not going to be a really high first. I would have given up a first for Jaylen Waddle. This year's first for Jaylen Waddle.
Yeah, I need to see some more explanation. What's the thought process? Because I'm with you.
I don't know.
My inclination would be I would rather give up this year's first.
I think it's discounted. It's like discounted money. You know, like
a time value today.
Time value
is worth,
today, whatever. The first round pick this year is worth more than one next year. I don't.
Maybe they have this year's draft graded higher of like where they're expected to be.
It's more, anyway, I think you're probably right that this time next year, Lane Kiffin will be the coach of the Ole Miss Rebels.
I believe that. Today.
By the way, Lane also being mentioned now in connection with the Giants.
Yes.
Because Jackson Dart,
correct,
obviously is there.
Yes.
You, by the way, when Jackson Dart was first elevated into the starting job, you're like, he's going to get killed.
Yeah.
He doesn't protect himself. He did this all the time at Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't protect himself. He doesn't protect. I remember distinctly having this conversation with you, and now the whole country has caught on.
Yeah.
Like, is there, because Dable is being faulted for not just not convincing him to protect himself, but for actively putting him in harm's way by calling runs, right? Like, so.
Particularly at the goal line.
But can he be persuaded, in other words, is he just not wired to protect himself? Like, and can't you change wiring?
I'm closer to believing no. I guess the one thing I would say is Josh was not wired that way, and Josh has been more diplomatic and more judicious with his body. It feels like he only does it like in have to have it.
Josh 100% has changed the way he plays.
But Josh is also
in the playoffs. He'll do it in whatever.
Josh also has what, 45 pounds on him,
right? Yeah, he's just more durable. So, okay. What do you think of Kiffin to the Giants, and why do you say Kiffin will be the head coach at Ole Miss? Because 3 weeks ago, we were talking about this, and we said, it depends on what happens next. If you can get it done at Ole Miss, it persuades you that you can get it done at Ole Miss, and you don't have to go somewhere else to get it done. And now he's getting it done at Ole Miss. It's all coming true.
Granted, we have no idea who's going to show up and play for Florida, but if the Florida that shows up on Saturday, I think Ole Miss is going 11-1. And if they go 11-1, I think they're more than likely they're going to be playing in the quarterfinals. Like, I think they're going to get a fairly easy home game, and they'll be playing in the quarterfinals. And I just do not think the jobs that he would entertain are going to wait that long. And I still don't buy the NFL thing. And I'm still not.
You don't buy it from the NFL's perspective or from
the NFL perspective. No, I actually think Kiffin would like the NFL.
It's funny. His personality now.
Yes.
What he's morphed into is a perfect college coach, right? You don't have NFL coaches behaving like he does.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's not. He's a perfect fire up the fan base college coach. But you still think he would like
I think he would like the certainty of the NFL in the. It's not just solely based on like who spends more money or whatnot. I think he would like to have the systems in place that the NFL provides.
But you also, in the NFL, you're at the mercy of your roster. Here, he gets to create his own roster.
I can tell you this. He probably believes in Jackson Dart as much as anyone. I just don't think the Maras are going to do that.
Yeah, I think that he does not feel like a Mara.
No.
It feels like the opposite of
Mike Tomlin. Feels like a Jets coach.
Feels like the opposite of Mike Tomlin. Okay. At this time next year, Ja will be a Grizzly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This time next year, I'm going to say I believe it. I've got a little bit of optimism that it can smooth out as the year goes on. I still think the biggest problem so far is they're just so shorthanded. Once they start getting guys back, and to me, one of the most encouraging things this year is John and Jaren played every game, other than getting right.
Other than money did
when available.
Right, right. Yes, right, right. Jaws played every game the Grizzlies have allowed him to play.
Correct.
Here's the thing.
Now, if you would have asked me this last Friday, I would have given a different answer. So that shows the fickleness of it.
Again, I always hope that he figures it out, they figure it out, et cetera. I think I would answer that. I don't believe that. And the reason is, I do think that in the end, he's got 2 years left on his deal, right? And Chris has brought this up before. He's going to want a new deal, right? And he's going to want a new deal this offseason.
Is it 2 years including this year?
No, after this.
Okay. Year.
But he wants it. I think he wants it now. And, I mean, I think there's some speculation that he would have wanted it last summer. Last summer when Jaren got his. Now, that's different. Jaren was on a shorter timeline. But so I do agree that things can be smoothed out. And they're already starting to be smoothed out. I also agree that when Zach Edey returns, when Ty Jerome returns, you know, when Brandon Clark theoretically returns, seeing the growth of Cedric Coward, oh, look at this. We seamlessly plugged someone else, a third, you know, we lost Dez, but we got Cedric Coward, who's looks like he could turn into, I hate to say this, looks like he could turn into just as good or different, if not a better version of Dez, a more useful version that fits better. And so you're like, I can pick up what you're putting down there. But then you throw in the, will he play sufficiently well through the end of the year, remaining healthy, remaining of good spirit, and proving himself to be as effective and explosive as ever, improving his shooting from the way it started, whatever, that they're going to want to give him a new deal? I think I'd probably say, I think we've got a split here. Okay, here's the next one. Will Tomas Isolo be the head coach at this time next year?
I'm going to say yes, but very much like on an uncomfortable seat.
But you think yes?
Yeah. Because I think Kleiman's kind of, at this point, you're kind of backed into this corner. It's like you just fired Taylor Jenkins and you're going to, like, you're just going to do another.
I think he'll probably be the head coach.
One and done?
Well, because here's the other thing. What I believe is that I believe things are going to get better this year.
Yeah.
If they spiraled, he would not be the head coach, yeah, right? Or if the Stars make it clear that they don't want him and the Grizzlies align with the Stars. Both,
sure,
of those are separate things, by the way. The Stars would have to make it clear they don't align and the Grizzlies would have to align with the Stars. So I can definitely see if things go sour or we have more weeks like last week, it could change. But they just hired the guy. And I know coaches are hard to get fired in the NBA and they don't last long, but they don't normally last less than a year. And I think things are going to get better. Zach Edey's going to come back. Cedric Howard's going to continue to improve. Ty Jerome's going to come back. I think things are going to get better, and so you will see improvement. And when do you don't fire a coach when you're seeing improvement.
And I also, like, do I believe Ja's ever going to shoot 40%? No. Do I think he's going to shoot better than 14.9% from three? Yes, I do.
So I think he will be. Okay, Ryan Silverfield will be the head coach at this time next year.
I think this is the one I believe the most strongly in, because a lot of these have been kind of really coin flippy.
Coin flips, right.
Yeah. I'm going to say I believe this right now.
What the Josh Pastor thing that we talked about yesterday.
Yep.
Josh, in the end, left for a lateral job.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe even a slight step back.
Maybe a slight step back. If Ryan were to conclude it's time to do the same thing.
Yep.
What would be what job is out there that would be a lateral job?
That's the struggle. I mean, so I guess the argument would be like,
have you seen a coach before go from a group of five to another group of five without, like, that doesn't happen very often, right?
I mean, the closest thing I would say is we saw Dana Holgorsen when he thought the Sharks were swimming.
Go from West Virginia
to Houston.
But that's a power to a non, at the time, wasn't it a power to a non-power? That was a step. That was a.
I mean, like, we see, like, Charles Huff went from Marshall to Southern
Miss.
That's
true.
But that was also the same thing of where, like, hey, the Sharks were swimming and he found another landing
spot. There's no Sharks swimming here, nor should there be.
Right. I mean, if he wins
Charles
one of the
Huff was really good at Marshall.
Yes.
So the Sharks weren't swimming.
But Marshall is an underrated, inflated sense of self-place.
So you can't really see him going to, like, what's a group of five job that's open?
That's the problem. It's like, to me now, there's only a handful of jobs that are as good as what he has in the G5 or the G6. Maybe, but I don't know if that's like, I don't know if that's what they would do. I guess you could make the argument like, okay, you go.
Okay, how about still? Is Drinkwitz going to get another gig?
I mean, the issue with Drinkwitz is, and again, whether or not you believe it is up to you, but all the reports are the family has been adamant that they are staying. Now, is that's it wouldn't be the first time.
And Arkansas, where's Arkansas going now?
If you made me guess today, Arkansas goes with Kane Womack. And then maybe tries to keep Petrino as the offensive coordinator. That's a guess.
All right. Believe it or not, Penny Hardaway will be the head coach at this time next year.
Yeah, I believe that. I mean,
what are the circumstances under which he would not be?
If he just decided he wanted to, like, be an NBA assistant, but I don't.
Well, what happens, okay, very clearly, I mean, whatever, you can conjure health problems or something. Whatever,
right.
But it's something out of the off.
Yeah, you were talking whatever, about.
But we're talking about the normal. Okay, if they go to the tournament.
Yeah.
And have a successful season, whether they win a game in the tournament or not.
Yeah.
He will clearly be back. What happens if they get eaten up alive by this non-conference schedule and then they miss out on the tournament? Because they don't have a good enough record,
yeah,
to be in at large.
Right.
They lose in the second game.
It's a possibility.
They get upset.
Like, to me, like, the biggest fear for me on this season is because of the severity of the non-conference schedule, a team that you've put together that doesn't have a ton of cohesion, never gets on, like, gets on track. And even in conference play, doesn't get on track.
Like, right, so they lose to Baylor. They lose to Ole Miss. They lose to Vandy. They lose to Purdue. They, like, the, all their opportunities in the non-conference that are really, they lose all those. Like, or maybe they win one of them.
Right.
Right? Whatever. But they don't have a, they have not established.
They have a losing record in non-con.
Yeah. And certainly in the meaningful games. And then they're leading the conference, or they're first or second in the conference play, but then they get knocked out in the second, and so they miss the tournament.
Or, like, let's say the projections are correct and that South Florida's good. Like, let's say that they wind up in the final and they,
but in either circumstance, they're losing it. They're
right.
They're not making the NCAAs.
I still don't think he's getting fired.
Is he concluding he's not wanting to come back? And by the way, this is why.
Yeah, we haven't seen that.
This is why, by the way, Penny gets and should get and deserves the Penny bump. Another coach in that circumstance, after declining attendance, all that stuff, right? If they missed the tournament this year, another coach would get fired.
Maybe, but Josh didn't get. They didn't find the soft landing spot,
Josh missed many tournaments.
He missed twice in a row.
At the end. This is something that people sort of forget about Josh, is that he was not forced out when he was at the Ryan Silverfield level of we're doing good but not
right.
great.
It is starting
he was only forced dip. Out when he and he was forced out. He was only forced out when he started to decline. Let's throw one in there just for fun. Is Sean McDermott going to be the head coach at this time next year?
I'll say I don't believe it.
Really?
It does feel like this is the year if they don't at least get to the Super Bowl.
Let's say they lose a wild card game. I still don't think they fire him.
So this is where,
unless Josh goes to the owner and says we need to fire him and hire Dable or something, you know what I mean? Or I need Dable to be my OC, so you got to fire him, or something happens. That I don't think they fire him. I think if they bounce early, they go into next year finally McDermott kind of on the hot seat.
Okay, I can buy that. But the thing I think that's very difficult about McDermott is because he's not like inspiring. I think it really overshadows his record. Like, they have been very good consistently.
Good every year. They're good every year, and his hockey team's a freaking disaster. And Pegula knows how hard it is to hire good people. I mean, honestly, like, as much as anything, it's your GM. Like, he went on Buffalo Radio the beginning of this year and mocked. It would be like mocked the host for criticizing his wide receiver core, right? Absolutely mocked them. And look at him now. He's got no wide receivers. And he's totally struck out at the trade deadline. Totally struck out. And so you can make an argument that, but again, they're not firing him either. Nor should they. They've been good. He drafted Josh. All right. We're going to talk to Chris Harrington on the other side. Before then, I will tell you, if you're selling your home, Josh Hysaw is the person to call. Other Josh. 901.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.